hard to measure how much damage the Enron collapse and bankruptcy have done to the accounting firm of Arthur Andersen and Company. At Andersen headquarters in Chicago, NPR's Libby Lewis talked to people about the mood inside the company.
Getting an Arthur Andersen employee to talk right now is, well, like getting the Chicago Bulls to win. The few who will talk say they are keeping their heads down and focusing on their work. Like this employee, who spoke if we didn't use his name. He's worked at Andersen for 10 years.
No, just, you know, keep on working every day like regular and, you know, and everything should be okay. Because there is still work and we still have to, you know, work for the clients and continue on. For me, it's just day to day still.
Amid all the news in Washington, Andersen's headquarters here has become something of a fortress. The company declined to talk to NPR about morale. But earlier this week, NPR spoke with Andersen's CEO, Joe Berardino.
Frankly, in an unusual way, this is an opportunity for us to show the real Andersen. And I am confident if we are clear, decisive, brutally honest among ourselves, the public will have significantly higher confidence at the end of the day.
Among ourselves is the operative idea here. This week, managers sent a memo telling employees not to talk to the media, and NPR was politely shooed away outside Andersen's headquarters.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
You can't be in our property.
How far is your property get?
This is the column right here. Right here?
Okay.
This is our property. And over there, you see where 33 starts? This way, that's our property. This way, you see.
Okay, thanks a lot.
No problem.
This software developer felt free to talk as long as we didn't use his name. He's worked closely with Andersen for 5 years as a contractor.
Everybody's a little concerned about what's going on, certainly, but, you know, just waiting to see all the information and get all the facts together, I think. So once they find that out, all the various government agencies get involved, get to the bottom of it. So they're working at it. They're going to make it.
Privately, some Andersen employees said they're waiting to see what the facts are. Was the destruction of documents the work of a few bad apples, or was it something more? Steve Strahler has been covering the Andersen story for Crane's Chicago Business. He says there's no question the debacle at Andersen has hurt morale, in part because loyalty was so high to begin with.
They really had this intense esprit de corps that we're Andersen, we're the best.
Strahler said the company has plenty of challenges ahead, but he said one boon for Andersen right now is client loyalty.
The people I talk to at the client level continue to say that they're happy with Andersen. They like the people they work with. I think they're willing to give them the benefit of the doubt.
At least they are for now. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Chicago.